Super. All right. I'm going to just give Legislator Parity a moment to connect to audio. Legislator Parity, can you hear us yet? Oh, there you go. Okay, terrific. All right. So, call the Law Enforcement Public Safety Committee meeting for December 1st. Our final Law Enforcement Public Safety meeting of 2021. Our last Law Enforcement Public Safety meeting with Legislator Haynes and Parity, who we wish very well on their future endeavors. I just want to say before we start that I have a great appreciation for this team, this committee. I think we addressed a lot of very important things in the last couple of years, and I really fully appreciate all the input and that each of you have had on the issues that we've discussed. It's been really great
Hey,
being a part, being the chair of this group. And so I just wanted to say that I really appreciate you all.
thank
And
you.
that I will take a motion to approve the November 3rd meeting minutes and transcripts.
I'll move it.
Second.
Okay, Haynes. Moved by Fabiano, second by Haynes. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? All right, so moved. So now for the resolutions. Resolution number 426, amending the 2021 Ulster County budget to create a professional standards supervisor position. Motion to discuss.
I'll make a motion, Haynes.
Haynes, second.
I'll second it.
Second. So once again, this was put on as a placeholder. This is in the 2022 budget. I'll take a motion to take, well, I think we'll just take no action once again. If next month, for some reason, it falls off, then we can regroup on it. I might as well just, the same as for 427 and 428 of no action, if that's okay with everybody. Okay.
Eve, why don't you want to take any action?
Because they're in the 2022 budget.
Oh,
and okay. We put them there in case they did not appear there. The 2022 budget hasn't been fully approved, so that we may, if for some reason they got removed from that budget, we would then want to potentially put it forward in January. But right now they're all in, and I believe they're all going, hopefully, to be approved.
And what would be the harm to approve them now?
I don't know if, I mean, it's interesting. It's a good question. I guess it's not a harm, but that we recognize that we didn't, I think we had a sort of agreement that approving a new position outside of the budget, so close to the budget, wasn't necessary. And so it's sort of, because it's going to be approved ideally in the budget, that's the ideal scenario. If these had come up 8 months, 9 months ago prior to the budget, it would have been a different story. But it had, when they first came up in front of us, it was so close to the budget that we just felt like, let's wait.
Yeah, so these three then, we'll be voting on them tomorrow night in the budget.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay. Thank you.
Two full-time and then, yeah, one part-time sort of. Okay, so resolution 564, confirming the appointment of Brian Slack as coordinator of traffic safety, a motion to discuss.
Did we do, we didn't make motions for
well,
no
we,
action,
we're,
we don't need
taking
to.
No action.
Just
I,
no
I
action.
Sort of made motions to open the conversation,
yeah,
but
yeah.
That no action on the first three.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll make the motion for 564. Haynes.
Okay,
second.
Okay. Brian is with us. Hi, Brian. Welcome. Anything you want to share about yourself?
Oh, sure. Thank you for the opportunity. My name is Brian Sack. For those of you who don't know me, I've been serving as Principal Transportation Planner for the Ulster County Transportation Council since 2011. I work here in the Planning Department, and I've been serving in an ex officio capacity on the Traffic Safety Board since 2013, when its current coordinator took over. And I've been attending meetings regularly since that point in time. My background is in urban planning with a focus in land use and transportation planning. I've been doing that since 2003. I think all of you should probably have my resume and your supporting information. I'd just like to note, I'm a licensed New York State school bus driver. Even though I don't practice driving school bus, I am familiar with the rules and laws regarding safe operation of a school bus and the importance of those safety rules for our highways and the safety of the public. So I also participate in a variety of similar committees throughout Ulster County, including the Kingston Complete Streets Advisory Committee, which addresses a lot of similar issues. And I'm very actively involved in the planning of our transportation system here in Ulster County, including the use of federal aid for the improvement of that system, which also includes our transit system, Ulster County Area Transit. So I'm very involved in the system. I'm very interested. I'm a Kingston resident, and I have two school-aged children myself, who I would one day like to have walking to school in the Kingston City School District. But in terms of going forward, I plan on supporting the committee to the fullest of my ability. Eric Kite is the current chair. Diane Beidle will continue to serve us as her time allows, but I fully anticipate fulfilling the role of the coordinator, which is to continue to pursue studies and support of traffic safety in Ulster County, and also to provide the needed coordination, which I think has been lacking in the past several years, to really just provide that backbone of support and coordination for the existing committee. If anyone has any questions, I'm more than happy to answer them.
Anyone have any questions? I don't know how, are you familiar with the IoT information of things? So IoT information of things is this idea of different data communicating with each other. And one that I read that I was most interested in is this idea of communicating traffic patterns to ambulance services, so that in kind of a real time where it assesses what's going on in these especially busy streets and sends that information right immediately. I mean, I know this is somewhat futuristic in some places, but have any experience with like thoughts about something related to that for our county?
Well, certainly it is definitely seems very futuristic, but it's very present in Ulster County and throughout the Mid-Hudson region. The general term is that New York State DOT and the Federal Highway Administration uses is ITS, which refers to intelligent transportation systems. So it can be anything from our Easy Pass system to the camera system that's used on the Thruway Authority and now the Bridge Authority, to smart signals and smart signal technology, which is being slowly but surely deployed on the Broadway corridor, which is a project that we had a hand in early on in the development. And there are plenty of other applications. We also monitor actively in this office, in the MPO, the UCTC, congested corridors and intersections. And to do that, in the old days, we used to actually have the floating driver hire a consultant to go out there in their car and drive these corridors and time it. But today we can use cell phone data, metadata that we have instant access to at our desktops to really monitor over the course of many years, what our highways look like in terms of congested areas. And we publish the congestion management plan, which is available on our website, that identifies those hotspot areas. So there's a variety of other applications here. It's a lot to handle. We're a two-person staff with the assistance of our director, Dennis Doyle. So we are limited in our ability of utilizing this information, but that's where partnerships really come in handy. And we actively pursue partnerships, not only with the New York State DOT and Federal Highway Administration, I should also mention the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee, which is directly relevant to the Traffic Safety Board, but also all the MPOs statewide in our major metropolitan areas, Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, and New York City. We meet with these folks on a regular basis to see how they're using the technology and how we can best use that technology locally. So it's a broad topic. Smart cars are part of it as well as charging infrastructure for future electric vehicles. So I'm happy to try to touch on it a little more, but it's a big topic.
Well, we're looking forward to having you aboard. Any other legislative parity?
Yeah, Mr. Slack, I'm just curiously, do you take phone calls from the public?
Yeah, every day. Yeah.
Okay, that's wonderful because I'm constantly being bombarded with, I got a better idea or suggestions or something. And now I know where to route the calls. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. There is a page on the Ulster County website for the Traffic Safety Board. It has not been updated in some time. I will take control of that page at the appropriate juncture and provide the updates and put my contact in
place. As long as you can get me the phone number to your desk, that's okay.
Sure.
Okay, so all in favor of resolution 564?
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? So moved. Resolution 589, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a lease agreement with the Walk Hill Fire District to be used as a sheriff substation. Motion to discuss?
Oh, second.
I missed, sorry, I looked away. Okay, great, second by Hefner. Any discussion, any questions?
Sheriff, was that once used as a substation years ago?
We skipped one.
We did.
We did? Okay, well, we'll
we can go back.
Yes, I can answer that question for Mr. Parity. So years ago, yes, but this is a brand new building that was built by the firehouse. We presently are in a building that the Walk Hill School District just bought, and mm-hmm. they want to use the office that we're in. So we have to look for a new place. And being that it's a new firehouse that's being built and they're building it for us, we just have to pay for the rent. It's a perfect opportunity for both of us to keep the sheriff's office down in the Walk Hill District in that part of the county.
Great.
All right, all in favor of resolution 589?
Aye.
Abstentions? Okay. Back to resolution number 587, amending capital project number 482 for countywide radio system, Department of Emergency Communications. Motion to discuss?
Make the motion, Haynes.
Haynes, second. Okay. Hefner, any questions or discussion? All right. All in favor of resolution 587?
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? All right.
Thank you, everyone.
Next, we have resolution 590, amending capital project 594, Black Creek update, amending the 2021-2026 capital improvement for the sheriffs. Motion to discuss.
Haynes.
Second. Okay. Sheriff, do you want to give us a little background?
So basically, when we did the original upgrade request, the cameras are IP cameras versus analog, which means the coaxial, the cabling system has to be replaced. And it's got to be done by an electrician. So we had to go back in and get and put it out for bid. And the bid came back. The lowest bidder, I think, was SAS. And I believe it was for $525,000. I just wanted to remind everyone that this system has not been updated since 2007.
I apologize for the squeaking in the background. okay, any other questions? Any questions? Okay, all in favor of resolution 590?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Oh my God. Okay, great. You know, the dogs are completely calm all day. So I get on Zoom with my children. Okay, resolution 592, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a contract with New York State Division. Oh, I think that's an extra division of division in that typo, in that heading. But New York State Division of Criminal Justice Service, raise the age, Department of Probation. Motion to discuss?
Haynes.
Second?
Fabiano.
Fabiano. Nancy, do you want to, any background, how these funds are used typically?
Yes, this is our state funding for the Raise the Age program. Unfortunately, the state has been delayed every year, so we're approving this after the fact. The period has already gone by, and they haven't been getting the applications out and the approvals out until after the period started or after it's already ended. So this is a this period ended in March of 2021. So we want to be reimbursed.
Right, makes sense. Okay, any questions? All in favor of resolution 592?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay, resolution 596, approving the execution of a contract for $55,000 entered into the county with Family of Woodstock with the Department of Probation. This is for the Evolve Domestic Violence. Motion to discuss?
Haynes.
Second? Any questions for Nancy about this? All right. All in favor of resolution 596?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? All right. Resolution number 597, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $27,000, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment to be in excess of $50,000, entered in the county alcohol monitoring system. Motion to discuss?
Haynes.
Haynes? Second? Okay. So Nancy, I remember millions and millions of years ago in the Criminal Justice Council when we first started, when we first got this system, we were first discussing this system. Was it ever funded by the state, or were we always?
It's never, to my knowledge, been funded by the state. It's always been a county.
It's always been a county thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just curious because I remember when we first put it in, and I can't remember the conversation of, because I felt like there was some incentive at that time, but perhaps it wasn't.
The incentive has always been as an alternative to incarceration.
Right, right. And the utility of it. No, what brought it to our attention. I know that there was a company that was involved, but okay, great. I just curious if this was ever state-supported. It seems like the kind of thing that should be.
I totally agree with you.
All right, so we'll let Legislator Heppner and Legislator Haynes send that information up there. Okay, all in favor of resolution number 597?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay. Resolution number 604, amending the Ulster County 2021 Ulster County budget for an MOA between the County of Ulster and Ulster County Sheriff's Employee Association. Motion to discuss?
Haynes.
Second?
Heppner.
Okay, so this is using ARPA funds so this is COVID pay. For ARPA funds, I think we have a second one similar to this. Anybody have questions for either the sheriff or Deputy Executive Milgram related to this? Okay. I mean, I did ask about how they determined who should get how much. There is a calculation based on what maximum overtime is and what goes beyond. If you have any questions about this, again, you can ask for. Could bring it up later. Does everyone feel comfortable? Good? Okay. So a motion to approve resolution 604. I mean, all in favor of resolution 604?
All right.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay. Resolution 613, approving an execution of a contract for $72,943 for Motorola. This is maintenance of the 911 system. I have a motion to discuss. Haynes, second. Hefner, any questions for emergency management? All right. All in favor of resolution number 613?
Aye.
Yep.
Okay. Next, we have resolution 614, authorizing the County of Ulster to reopen section 552 of its retirement and security law. Motion to discuss?
Haynes.
Second? So this is the last, so we had approved this, the home rule request back in April to the state. And now we have to, this is just completing that process. So we've already gone through the conversation about correcting this retirement situation for these three employees. Mm-hmm. Does anyone need reminder or any other kinds of information about it?
Oh, just had that. And then it was passed through both houses of the legislature.
Great. Which is then brings it back to us. To
yeah, that's my idea.
Okay. All in favor of resolution 614?
All right.
Opposed? Abstain? All right. Resolution 615, approving the execution of contract amendment for $52,730 entered in the county for Black Creek Integration System. Motion to discuss?
Haynes,
second.
Hefner.
Any questions for the sheriff regarding this? Everyone's good? Okay, all in favor of resolution 615?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstained? All right, moving that's along. Right.
Damn, Sam.
Resolution 616, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $29,904.76, causing the aggregate of the contract plus amendment to be in excess of $50,000, entered into the county with Prime Care Medical of New York. This is the sheriff. Motion to discuss?
Haynes.
Second?
Hefner.
Okay. Any questions?
Yeah, I would just, if we, from the sheriff, we could just get a little bit more background on the amended the number, because this is for both medical and dental.
So no, this is for the medical assisted treatment program. We originally had a maintenance program, which means if you come into the jail and you were on a prescription and fell off of it, and we would honor that prescription via your doctor. We went to what's called an injunction program, which started about 2 weeks ago. That means anybody that comes into the facility and wants to go on to a program that is addicted to opioids, that we would go ahead and give them the opportunity to do that program. This law was recently passed by the governor and signed. And this is the MAP program that's going to be in all jails in the state pretty soon. With that type of program, the induction program, there's associated counseling and services that have to come from within. And this is a CASAC that's going to be within. Right now we have 15 individuals in the program, but I could see as many as 30 being part of it. Some folks show up at the jail and claim they have no issues until we start seeing them going through, withdrawals, bad withdrawals. And that's when we offer them the program. So with just giving them Suboxone, which is what we mainly give, unless there's a script for methadone, there has to be counseling services associated with that. And that's where the CASAC comes in. And they'll be assigned to our vendor.
Thank you. That's great. And just one quick follow-up, if you don't mind, Legislator Haynes.
No, go ahead.
So with that, just out of curiosity, this sounds great, just out of curiosity, is there, in terms of post-release, is there any type of service, is there any type of part of that program that moves into the post-release aspect or connects for the post-release?
We're talking about reentry.
Yeah, reentry.
So yes, we are working with Oracle. I know the chair is also working on a program to do an RFP. And I'm sure she can, if she didn't, I believe you explained that earlier at one of the previous meetings. But yes, we are looking. This is to the point while they're in the jail, which is the law, that we have to submit a plan to the Department of Health And we submit that and put that plan together and then send it to the state, which OASIS reviews and approves. But this is part of that process. But at some point, we have already started having discussions and meetings with the Department of Health about reentry. So there's discharge, which is what it's the maintenance and the induction within the facility. Then there's discharge planning prior to you getting out. And once you leave, that's called the reentry part of it. And we intend to follow them out along with the Oracle program and the RFP if Family of Woodstock or another entity gets it, to follow them out for at least 1 year.
That's great. Thank you.
Thanks. Can I just follow up and before Legislator Haynes, where is the status with the RFP for the reentry? Deputy Executive Milgram?
Still in the process. We are waiting to hear what Family of Woodstock is getting from the federal government from their application.
I think we made the agreement because we voted on it to just go forward with that RFP in the meantime.
Yeah, so we met with Bard on it today. They're taking a look and they're going to add some services potentially to it. So we're working with the BPI, the Bard Prison Initiative, and their staff to try to beef it up and add some other reentry service potential.
Okay. Yeah. Would you please share the latest? I saw an earlier version. I gave comments and edits. But if you could share the latest with us all in this committee so we could see the RFP and what you when you expect you're actually going to release it, that'd be great. I don't want it to, every day that it takes before we complete this is another person who's potentially lost to the system and that we're not taking care of. So that would be great. Thank you. Sorry, Legislator Haynes?
No, I'm all set. Thank you.
All right, terrific. So all in favor of Resolution 616?
Aye.
All right, any opposed? Abstain? All right. Resolution 617, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $18,200. Causing the aggregate of contract plus amendment to be in excess of $50,000, entry into the county for public safety psychology for psyche valves. Motion to discuss.
Haynes.
Haynes, second. Hefner. Sheriff, I assume this is, you want to say anything about this?
Sure. It's our pre-employment process for psychological evaluations for all the employees that come and work and take employment at the sheriff's office.
Are psych evals done after, like during the duration of employment?
It's before you get offered employment. So there's a background investigation.
Right, but do you ever do them like, you know, after 5 years just to assess the sort of wear and tear
No, we do not. However, one of the main purposes of getting that crisis intervention piece in the employee assistance program is to target problems and issues that arise from working in law enforcement, which occurs and a lot of people don't talk about.
Thank you. Legislator Hefner?
I'm good, actually.
Okay. Yeah, I think, you know, that's an important topic that we should, you know, make sure next year we really put attention to is making sure mental and physical well-being of law enforcement. Okay. All in favor of Resolution 617?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 618, approving a contract amendment for $2,640, causing a motion to block 618 and 619. It's the same. It's just one. They're the radios. Haynes seconded. All in favor of the block?
Aye.
Okay. All in favor of Resolution 618, 619?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Resolution 620, approving the execution of a contract amendment for rates anticipated for $50,000 entered into the county Trinity Services. Motion to discuss.
Haynes.
Hefner.
Great. So I've said this at the chair's meeting, but, you know, I'm really hoping that this year we can identify a great program to not only provide better food services, but also a vocational opportunity in the jail. you know, it's an excellent skill that could be provided to any inmates who are there for a longer period. And so that's my hope, is that we won't be approving this in a year from now. Any questions for the sheriff? All right, all in favor of resolution 620?
Aye.
All right, any new business? Any old business?
No, I'll just say thank you for a good session, Chair.
Thank you. Well, then with that said, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All right, second. All in favor of the adjournment?
Aye.
All right. Thank you all. Have a good holiday.
You too.
Well, I'll see you soon.